Hey, y'all. I've just been thinking about the epicness of the moment, if you will. The conversation I was having with Yeshi on the subject of today's corruption, and it seemed to me, he just shrugged, nodded, looked away. This isn't him, this is me. But the idea going on that there's a very large portion of persons in the United States who identify with the church, but who by ignoring the whole reason for the church, worshiping at the feet of a pedophile in a political arena, there are pastors, chaplains, priests, who've embraced the power corruption of a pedophile and a network of pedophiles. A network, a huge network of pedophiles, billionaire pedophiles. And the folk in the churches, the so-called churches who go to so-called worship and they call upon things. I mean, it goes back to the day where there was the preachers putting their guns on the pulpit and the ones who were saying, hey, I'm going to go ahead and tell you who to vote for because they can't really stop me, even though he signed papers every year legally that meant that he was just flipping his finger at the IRS, the government, to be a authentic rebel and have people follow him and listen to his preaching. And that's why I'm saying they're deviated from the path. Yeshi isn't on that path. And these folks are proud of their heritage, and that heritage is mostly built on lies, falsities, twisted manipulations, because that's when you have an unqualified pedophile loving pastor. I'm saying you can't trust the scriptural integrity, because he says what he says because he could say anything and he'll change his mind on a whim, and he'll lie to you to just get you to believe him and make you feel sorry for him and give money. Oh, we need more money for the wheels on the roller coaster. Oh, please. Huh? You helped me get that roller coaster last year, and we got the new seats just the last month, but I need new wheels on the front two cars, and you know those are very expensive because you got the best for me. Well, we're going to need another $35,000 or $40,000 in cash money. Yeah, okay. The president's a pedophile who is involved in a network of pedophiles who have been involved in twisting democracy, supercharging predatory capitalism to benefit the extremely wealthy who are so wealthy they can afford to be pedophiles. And they all have dossiers. Because I think Epstein was a snitch or a spy or a, you know, he kept documents, a lot of them. After all, the rumors are saying, you know, Israeli intelligence. And we know Prince Andrew from England. I mean, the super, super rich are, some of them are super, super pervy predators, rapists, pedophiles. And there's a whole bunch of folks that are going to come to grips. Hopefully, they're going to come to grips with the idea of accepting institutional perversion at the cost of, you know, some nonsensical political end that is racist and just downright stupid. A special kind of stupid, the kind of stupid that'd wear a red hat to a protest but wouldn't wear that red hat in the food line. Wrong camouflage. No hat's better than that red hat, huh? Leave it in the car, Joe. But Marge, no, leave it in the car, Joe. Okay. But you get me that it's in my mind that there's going to be a whale of a comeuppance for a lot of folks' minds when they realize that they have to think about this, and they have to have an opinion, and that what they've been carrying around in their back pocket wasn't an opinion, but it was like a, emotional tampon, but there's no place to put it, so it wasn't doing any good. They couldn't find any pads, but now a bullet hole in your head, you can use that emotional tampon to, you know, plug up the hole. Just go ahead, realize that there's a whole lot of corruption that a whole lot of very so-called fine people just ignored so they could, you know, oh, we don't want any cross-dressers going in our bathrooms. Well, how are you going to identify them? Well, it's just important that we don't have any, you know, cross-dressers going in our bathrooms to corrupt our children. Well, the cross-dressers aren't the ones that are corrupting your children. You are either going to do that job, or, you know, some neighbor or somebody that you don't expect may have a hand in it, but they're going to grow up and get old, and they're going to get their own corruption. I mean, the thing is, You want a kind of corruption where you just cheat on your taxes a couple of dollars a year, and if you see $10, you just look up around a little bit before you pick it up. You'll give a man his wallet back if you find it, if you see somebody drop it, because that's your good people. But there's some really, really, really crummy people who have been pulling your chain and telling you things that are not true, and it got you into thinking that voting for a pedophile, a child rapist, an adult woman rapist was delivered to you on a silver platter, and you know, you lapped up all the things and the stuff and the ideas of, oh yeah, oh let's tear it up, all these liberals and Democrats and them and them and them, and then there's us, and we got lots of plans to be us, and then there's them. Oh, don't be them, don't be them. But over here on this side with the them be looking at y'all saying, you're going to come to your senses, maybe, I hope. Otherwise, there's no telling the end of foolishness you might be into. But them of us over here on this side, we're going to watch you in any case. You're going to change. You're going to get worse. Or you're going to get better. Because you can't stay the same. Not once you realize you voted for a man who would rape your wife. Or your daughter. He put his hands on him. He's a perv. A just really, 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 really rich pedophile. And there's a whole bunch of really, really, really rich pedophiles who paid to get him into presidency. And he sucked you in, you silly, silly fools. You silly, silly fools. You did the billionaire's work for him. And now what's it getting you? No respect from them. Over here on this side. Them am thinking, ooh, whew. Don't want to be there when that karma comes down. All right, that's my thought. It's Jimmy. I'd be a keeper playing soccer. I'd be an old man in life. I'm a hippie. I drink my beer. I got a ponytail and a beard. And what I think is, there's a whole lot of folk who are going to get revelations. Because how can they not? Right? Okay, y'all. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Proud of every one of you.